6:08, recognizing that we do have a quorum on January 24th, 2019, I'll ask that we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I will recognize the members that are present. Dr. Leone. Sorry, I got to go through my list. I apologize. We have, as I check them off, where is Dr. Leone's name?
Right in the middle, second row.
Oh, there we go. Okay, Dr. Leone, Mrs. Holmes, Dr. Fletcher.
Present.
Bishop Thomas.
Present.
Ms. McCarthy. And Mrs. Robinson.
Here.
We also have our head of school, Sherry Marshall, our assistant, Mr. Capers, Marianne Longo, and Bill Bence. So we do have a quorum. I'll ask you guys to peruse quickly the minutes from our December 20th, 2018 meeting. And when you guys are done, I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes. I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody.
Same to you.
And we are back on our regular fourth Thursday schedule. So the next meeting will be February
28th. Move adoption of the 12:20 meeting minutes with any necessary edits.
Second. All right, it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Bishop Thomas, that we approve the December 20th, 2018 meeting minutes. Any questions?
Any follow-up?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, to do the roof leak deal.
We will probably get a report during our meeting today. So with any necessary edits, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, the minutes are approved. We don't have any public comment, so Bill? We don't have any reason to go into executive session tonight, do we? All right, Bill, you have the floor.
So everybody have a copy of the December 31 report? We're halfway through the fiscal year, and last month I had preliminary up the top. It's now as close to final as it's going to be. There might be a few minor adjustments. I'll point out one right away. If you go to page one, do you see the educational sustainment? Mm-hmm. That's based on our Division One versus all the states' Division One. They have a pot of money divided up. They still haven't come up with the final number. It's going to be close to the 46. It's either going to be up or down. I don't know. Hopefully next month it'll be final. But they normally give us 90%, and you can see that we've got 90%. The minor cap, that's a final number, and the money's all here. Turn to page seven now. It looks like this. There's a seven down in the corner. It looks like this. Okay, up the top it says funding summary as of 1/10/2019. Mm-hmm. That's the date it was run. I just want to point out a couple things in this page. Under other state. So we're on page seven. On the other state resources, you see the Division II AOC reduction. That's that $42,439 that they reduced 2 years ago, and I thought they'd replace it, but they didn't, so we're taking that $42,000 hit. If you look down at the bottom, you see notes explanation for adjustment. We got reimbursed for the sick leave payout for Anna when she retired, and then we had a teacher who did not qualify for health insurance until the January payroll. Marianne wrote a letter, and they gave us $8,010. Now, that's interesting because that's the total amount for the year, and we ended up charging for 6 months, so that works out really well.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean we got a whole part of it because they might find a mistake and want it back?
No, they did it. And they sent us a letter saying, you know, look at everything, and we sent a letter saying that's the final number. So, did you see the adjusted total? $2,104,888. If you go back to page one, under 05213, that's the number I put in there. You see the $2,104,888? Mm-hmm. And it says that they already forwarded $2,076,000. But if you go back to page one, they only forwarded $1,563,000. That'll be in the next month. So all we have yet to get is $28,422, and we'll get that money. So go back to page one now. And go to local district funding. They sent out the information to the schools probably in December, but none of the local school districts have paid that yet. So hopefully next month they will, with Christmas and so forth it being in there. So we only increased by about a couple hundred dollars for interest this month. And that number hasn't changed. If you go back up to the unit formula again, last month, instead of $2,104,000, it was $2,076,466. It's not on your report. We went up by $28,422. With adjustments and final runs and so forth. But I think that $2,104,888 is our final number.
Okay. And we don't have, we're still waiting on $540,903. Is that what we're waiting on to get?
Yes, and we will get that as long as that's our final number, and I think that's it. We had to respond to them by tomorrow saying that we agreed, and Mary and I looked over, okay. And as far as we know, that's everything. What we were looking for was Anna Silva's thing because I don't know if I told you this. Last year when we asked for the form, they didn't have a form. So I asked Tammy twice, and she finally got it through. They finally gave us a form. And then we'll get the money for the health insurance.
Cool.
So last month, the total budget, and this isn't on the report, was $3,027,000. It went up to $3,056,115,18. It went up by that $28,000 extra we got in state funds. And last month, our revenue, we had 67.3%. We're up to 67.7. The only other thing I want to point out is food service. Do you see the revenue there, 124,329? Mm-hmm. 75,009 is revenue, and we're taking 48,000 out of the food service balance for the difference. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's the revenue side, and like I said, I don't think there's going to be many changes. That's about final, and everything's flowing the way I would expect it to. And since we have 26 pays, I forget what month, we had three pays early part of the fiscal year, so we're 13/26th. So we should be at 50% for salary, and 6/12th is 50%, so the salaries and the total are the same. So if you look out here, every one of them were below 50%, except for Mosaica, and the reason for that is because by legal agreement we had to pay it by July 1st. The only thing I did down at the bottom was I increased the contingency by $28,422, that extra money we got in local funds. Mm. If you look at that, we're at 47%. We should be at 50, so we're 3% under. Last month, we were 1.5 under. So the more we keep under, the better we're going to be for next year. Any questions on page one? If not, let's move to page two. And just a couple of comments. That termination salary was what we paid the food service manager. We got $47,48. I didn't put a budget in. Maybe later on I will. That one-time supplemental, remember when we got the $500 bonus, everybody got it? Mm-hmm. Did you see that account code out there, 51040? Mm-hmm. They used that code for everybody that got the $500, whether they were charged to federal funds, state funds, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then after that, they went in and put a minus against that. So the only thing that was left as a charge to us was $500, because after they charged everything and put the minuses in, we had $500. And what that is, we have a couple people paid out of federal funds. They're not going to reimburse the federal funds. Now, I personally didn't see anything ahead of time about that, so we took a little beating there, but in total, it was better than I thought.
How many federal funds people do we have?
We have some part-time people, not a lot.
Three.
Yeah, it should probably even be more than that. So 500. I'm not saying anything.
Oh, okay.
We wrote a letter to Providence Creek, and the mumbo jumbo I got back, I figured $500. Let's run with it. They calculated.
So they literally gave us coverage for about three or four people. When we need the 500. Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's not bad.
Okay.
Then if you look at these categories, teachers were running good at 46.9. We should be at 50. We're a little bit over in substitutes, but that's the two of those you look together. So I think we're in good shape. The only one we're really over is paraprofessionals, and that was because of the stipend we gave to the transportation person. Okay? Mm-hmm. All the other OECs are in the 50% range. If you look at other things, auditors, we pay for that up front, so that's why we're a little high. And there are a couple of them that are a little bit high, like trash. And just to let you know, last month he mentioned that the church got trash removal from the city. And so Mary Ann checked, and he also checked. They'll only give us two containers.
Two 90-gallon
containers, which isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. But it would have been a great deal at $43 a month. So I just wanted to report back on that because waste management, they're the king of high charges.
Mm-hmm. They got a golf tournament to pay for.
They do?
The Waste Management Golf Tournament.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, like I said, in total, we're good, and we're staying within the budget.
It's trash.
If you go to page 4 and then 4 or 5, that's just a continuation of all of the various appropriations we have in the system. There are no minuses in the balance column. The federal 17 has all been spent.
Or maintenance.
The next funds that are going to expire are the FY 18 funds, but we have until November of this year to do it, and we have limited money there. If you look on the second page, 4 or 5, that's all our local funds that we have. If you move on to page 6, that's just the web report, and that's just another way of looking at what we've already seen. And skip now to my favorite subject, student success. Let me just background here. The last time we were involved, Nancy suggested we contact Mike Norton, which I did. And Mike had said that our request was too broad, so we needed to come up with a list of things. Okay? And if you look at packet page 11, the last page in your packet, this is a list of things we came up with. And I think the only one that had a copy of this before was you. Okay. So we sent that out, and then I think last week I got a call that we got a response from Mike Morton. And go to page 8.
That's a good response.
No, I'm not leading you on. I just read the top. See the top where it says, can you vote?
Not sure if the wider set of options helped, but I did what I
could. Okay. So when I got attached to this was a lot of other things. One of the things that was attached was page 9. I'd like you to all read page 9 if you have a chance. Read page 9. Along with this memo from Mike was a lot of the previous correspondence we've had in this issue. This was the only thing that I saw that was new. And when I came down today, I asked them to go through their emails again and make sure this is the only thing that's new. So if you could all read that.
Date of this? When did this stuff become effective?
Last week, wasn't it? Last week, I think, yeah.
So they're talking for something for next year. They're not.
This
is a response to
the question.
Our response.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But How come this is the first time we're seeing it?
Well, that's, I don't know. This is the first time it was sent to us. Okay?
Yeah, I mean.
So, what happened then was, I called him, I said, do we get more? I said, that's it. So I called Mike. I said, Mike, maybe you sent more that I didn't get. But I said, you said a wider set of options, and I read your memo, and that doesn't give me any more clearance than what I had before. I said, didn't they read our list? He said, yeah. He said, they only approved item number 4. So go to number 4 on page 11.
Professional development for our current reading teacher.
Yes.
$79,000 worth of PD, Tracy.
Where am I going?
So they read that.
Who is they?
He didn't say. He didn't say. He did not say.
Okay.
And then go back to page 10.
I can't believe that's the only one they approved.
That's what he told me. He said that was in the email. I said, I didn't get an email like that. And I asked them, and they said they didn't either. So go back to page 10. And I just want to point out a couple things. Now, the way this law was set up, it was to support one reading interventionist. And go down to, in that section there, it says, if a district chooses to hire below a master's or whatever, it says, any excess funds may be used for other initiatives to support reading assistance, such as supplies. I said, Mike, even if we didn't have a reading teacher, we could only pay the state salary. We'd have money left over for supplies. I said, why can't I buy workbooks for it?
Yeah, don't.
Do you know what he said? Mm-hmm. He said, this is bureaucracy at its worst, or best. I said, Mike, I'm really frustrated. I said, I screwed this board around, and my only purpose was to try to get some reserve funds for next year if our enrollment goes down.
You didn't screw us around.
I feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad. You went through the process with us. This was a great effort. We should have gone down and talked to that guy.
Don't have a clear answer.
No. Yeah, no. So I said to Mike, where do I go from here? I said, if you look at that list, that was really around the reading teacher and everything like that, and even supplies. I said, where do we go from this? He said, there's a lady named Kathy Kelly. Mm-hmm. He gave me his phone number. He said,
Tracy knows she's laughing.
Yeah, I know Kathy Kelly. Mm-hmm. I know her well.
Okay.
So what's the issue with her, Tracy? Mm-hmm.
She enjoys power.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, she can tell you no, so she will. Makes her feel good.
Well, she's the only one that can approve what we do.
So then I said to him, I said, Mike.
I can smooze a little. We get along very well.
Yeah, okay.
I can try.
Because I said, we've been through DOE with Kim Wheatley. I said, you represent OMB. You've talked to Mike Jackson, at least he said, in the first go-round. And I think DOE is sort of holding it up. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. And I said, I think we crafted something to help out in that area. And, you know, because when you look down here, go back to page 10 again, it says, may request to use funding for purposes other than intended. So we came up with a list. Very good. Who's saying that our request isn't good?
Kathy, what's her face?
Yeah. So I told Sherry, I said, you get in touch with her. If you want me in the phone call, I'll be glad to, because I said, this is very frustrating. Then I said to him also, I said, Mike, how does it stand for next year? I said, are we going to get funding like this? He said, yes. He said, probably more. I said, Mike, supplanting is in there. Is there any way you can get that out? Because if you can get that out, then I'm happy. He said, when will that happen? He said, probably May. I said, I'm going to call you in May. He said, I'm not all, you know, he said, I'll do what I can. And, you know, he's saying here, in this memo, the only thing I got from him was he did what he could.
Is he elected?
No.
He's been there for years, hasn't he? How many years? I bet over 30 years.
Oh, no. He's probably been there 10, 12.
And I like Mike. I don't dislike him.
He's a straight arrow.
But I'm really frustrated with they're giving us money. They're tying our hands. And I told him, I said, Mike, you don't understand. I mean, I said, maybe you do and don't understand. I said, as a charter school, we're not flush with money. I said, if we run out of money, we can't go to a referendum. And I said, we have had this reading teacher for years out of our own funds. And now, because you do this, we can't use it for other things. I said, you're going to put us out of business if something doesn't happen on this. So that's where we're at right now. Okay.
Kathy's very...
where did the original Was this an amendment to the budget?
Very particular.
Was this stuff an amendment to the budget, or was it from a bill? Where did this come from?
I could be wrong. I think he said it was in the epilogue.
It was in the epilogue.
Because you had said, "Is there any way they could do something in January?"
Right,
and he said no. He said you can't.
Because it was epilogue.
Yeah, he said you can't.
Okay, I would like to know who requested it be put in the epilogue.
I asked him that. I said, I've never heard the planning and use.
Oh, I think that was wrong. I don't think they meant that.
He said he thinks it was a mistake.
I did too.
And even DOE said they thought it was a mistake.
But if you could find out who requested it, they probably don't know it was in there with a mistake. They may be willing to go back there and say, wait a minute, this is not what I intended. Get the word out of there, and it'll come out.
Well, I said, when are you going to do it? I said, I marked it on my calendar. I'm going to call you back in May.
But they'll be doing epilogue. I mean, that'll slip. That's too easy to slip through the cracks.
I'm open to suggestions. And like I said, I don't know what to do anymore with this thing.
Who is the analyst that does education in the Comptroller General's office?
I don't know.
I think we ought to find out who that is and go to that analyst and make sure he or she knows that this is an issue.
For next year?
Yeah, because it's going to slip through inadvertently. Okay. It's just too small an issue. Okay.
I'll ask Mike.
But if you can alert them, and then if you can, somebody requested this at a good.
Yeah, and see, there's another charter school in Wilmington. They're sitting back waiting to see what we get out of it because they're in the same situation. They had a teacher, and they don't know how to spend the money in either.
Which charter school is it?
He didn't tell me. Dick mentioned it at the meeting here, didn't he? Because I said, what are they doing with it? He said, they're not doing anything.
Okay, I would go to the charter school network and find out which charter school it is. Okay. Then I would find out who in whose rep district that charter school sits. Mm-hmm. And then I would talk to that representative and Sean Lynn. Because that's the two reps that represent those two charter schools. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't be happy about that. Mm-hmm.
And like Ms. Wagner said, maybe just a matter of
He said to me the first time I talked to him, because I talked to him when we were going to have the meeting.
Yeah.
He said he thinks he's never seen it before. He said it's a mistake.
No, I think it's absolutely a mistake. Yeah. I guarantee you the two reps know nothing about it. They don't even know anything about it at all.
No.
But having said that, no one has come across this issue, so they're waiting for us to get it solved,
mm-hmm.
Because it's just easier to do. But if the two of you get together, if it's a big charter school.
Yeah.
Then that would make a difference.
Have we checked with Kendall Macedon?
Yeah, find out which school it is.
No, I didn't contact her. They say she gets all over the ballpark.
She might not
know. I'll talk to her. But I think the big issue right now is we got to find out what we can do to spend this money before June 30th.
So we have the money,
but
they just haven't approved for us to spend it on anything.
That's right.
Okay.
And if we don't spend it according to their guidelines, it's going to revert.
Okay, and so they said professional development. Mm-hmm. You've got that approved.
One. Right?
Okay.
Our current eating specialists.
Yeah. Well, fine. Spend that.
You're going to make a trip around the world.
Go for it.
But we knew professional, but we can't offset her salary, though.
No.
No.
But did it say supplies in there as well?
No.
It said supplies.
It did at one time.
But I asked him that. I said, it says supplies. And I had supplies on the list, and he said they only approved item 4.
I think, because I know Kathy, it says to support, I'm just being devil's advocate.
No, go ahead.
Because it says to support the position,
mm-hmm.
The only thing in that list that technically supports the position is PD for the position. The other things are not.
But how would you spend $80,000?
Well, let's think a minute.
I don't know.
How would you?
But like I said, I
wouldn't
know.
Supplies help you to develop professionally, to be able to, to expand, the services that you provide to your students?
And we did and redid all of the lesson plan, remember, to get that.
That was hard.
Mm-hmm. What about train the trainer? You get the
particular,
the PD and you have to use the other money to train the other teachers. Supplies for them.
Honestly, to be 100% confused, I'm confused by the whoever wrote this doesn't know the difference between
a literacy coach
and a reading interventionist because it's not the same position.
Exactly.
A literacy coach is someone that's their job is not to work with students. Their job is to work with teachers.
With staff,
A reading specialist does both, and a reading interventionist
only works with kids. So that, I'm confused on the first line because it contradicts. Right.
So since it's confusing, let's use the money.
Well, what is the best way?
Which, honestly, if Kathy's involved in it, I'm surprised that she didn't have a fit right there.
Well, I don't know.
Can I offer something?
I don't know if she was involved in this. I just said to him, I said,
might be able to
I've been all over the ballpark. How do I get this resolved once and for all? Because we only have 5 months to spend the money.
So we got a question on the floor.
When I saw literacy coach, the first thing I thought about is the regular public schools.
A lot of them have two.
Right.
A lot of them have a reading specialist.
And you are 100% on point with that you have a reading interventionist, and then you have a literacy coach who basically takes up a lot of responsibility as far as running weekly PLCs, being resourceful as far
reading
as...
Reading specialists can do both.
Exactly, exactly. And so when I saw that, I'm thinking to myself, oh, they're pumping or pushing us in a direction coach. Of getting a literacy coach.
A lot of the people, a lot of the schools across the state, I know because of cadre, a lot of them are coaches. A lot of our literacy cadre is geared
I'm
going to
fire you and hire you as a literacy coach.
Right. Bam. Oh. I'm so miss working with you. Well, I can model.
It's a different animal.
Yeah.
I know it is. It's going
I'm a little confused. Which is when this original language came out in the epilogue? Did it say literacy coach? What did it say?
I think it's a reading. Page 10. My understanding, this is what came out originally. Nancy.
I'm not, just tell me. I'm not looking at it.
Page 10. It says here, to support one reading interventionist in each qualifying school.
Okay, reading interventionist.
Right.
Now, is the term reading interventionist can be, tell me exactly what that is.
Me?
Her.
No, tell me, is this someone who works with the students?
So a reading interventionist works with students, pulls small groups of students and or pushes in and provides support for the reading, in the area of reading to help get the kids
what
up
would
to,
happen
to grade level.
If we now hire a reading interventionist and we leave you where you are and expand some of the jobs that you're doing?
Problem. I would be all for having an extra person. The problem is continuing to be able to pay that person.
Sustainability.
So how would we pay the person the next year? Mm-hmm. And the next year, if you don't have the funding, you're going to just fire them because the grant ran out?
But every grant's like that. I mean, every grant you get is like that. You started in 2 years, it dumps on the whole school.
I'm going to say that in my last years over at TP, we had two reading interventionists. We had
larger
one for primary and one for intermediate. And because of the need of getting our Tier 2 and Tier 3 kids, you know, up to snuff, that turned out to be something that was really crucial here. But I want to go back to this literacy coach. I'm going to suggest this. If we are stuck at this point, Bill, where we can't maneuver this thing, and if the boss is okay with this, I think what we ought to do is go forward with the literacy coach, post it, have you interview for it, take the position, and then possibly fill her position on a temporary basis.
I wouldn't do that. That's too squirrely that somebody can come up. Plus, we're on tape right here. what I think you should do, I think you should advertise for the literacy, whatever the specific thing it is. Advertise for it. See if you can get it filled. Use the money to pay that person. That's what the money supposedly is for. There are other things that you may be able now to do that you're not able to do now.
Right.
If you have two reading interventionists, whatever, then there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And then that gets us to be able to use the money. That gets us more help here in the school. It might not be what we
would need to write different goals.
It might not be what we would like to do with the money. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is we are using the money for the good of the kids.
Exactly.
You know, if you have another person here who can offer instruction and help to the kids, that's going to be very beneficial.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would do with it. I would quit fighting with the General Assembly. I would quit trying to get around because time's going. You know, this is now January. Money's sitting there.
Nancy, only other thing I want to say is I just really find it interesting, and that thing can keep running. I don't care. I'm going to say what I want to say. And the first time we got the reading intervention, it's the second time we got the literacy coach. So what, you know, so what's the real deal?
It says both.
What's the real deal here?
I would go with what's in the epilogue language. But the bottom line is, this money is good until what? July 1st?
June 30th.
Okay.
So a salary wouldn't even be, it wouldn't even be spent then.
You could spend it in half a year.
Yeah, half a year. Temporary.
I suggest get in touch with this Kelly and see what we can work out with her.
These funds to support students.
No, this is another grant up here. This year.
Because you've got
this is something.
I'm
else.
Like, what is
yeah,
that?
I'm sorry.
Is that something?
This is the one right here.
Hire somebody if you can for the half a year, and then if there's money going to be left over after June 30th, see if they will allow that person to spend it in their job for kids.
I mean, I think we all agree that we can use the money to hire somebody.
So can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
If we hire a literacy coach, can then, because we have that literacy coach in an effort to provide further enhancement and to help that literacy coach to do her job, can we then buy supplies with the money?
Right now you can't.
On that basis?
But I think that's a legitimate thing to ask because there'll be money left over.
So...
Because by virtue of
hiring a literacy coach is going to cost you more than hiring a reading interventionist.
Mm-hmm. So I understand the fact that it costs money.
Because a literacy coach really should have.
But then you said half a year, though. But I thought you
said
a half a year, though, is not going to. She just said it's not going to fill a whole salary.
I do have the master's.
So I'm just wondering, because we've done what they said that we needed to do in hiring a literacy coach, like, can we tag on, you know, supplies to that? Because we had to hire her. In order for her to do her job, we need supplies, right?
That's not going to work, because they're very clear about what they're saying.
Because it says if a district chooses to hire below a master's degree plus 15 credits with 15 years, it's going to be tricky to get. It says they cannot use the excess funds to cover the local share.
They're going to only pay state share, too. That's even less money.
However, excess funds may be used for other initiatives to support reading assistance in the qualifying schools, such as
supplies. That's my question. Like, if we're using the money in the way that they've designated, can you lump it? Because what you're saying is we can't get the supplies right now, you know, with just the reading individuals that we already have. But if we get a literacy coach, then spent the funds.
How about if you hire a literacy coach, and then the thing they have approved for us to use the money for is professional development.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the extra that's left over for professional development for all the teachers in reading.
I think that we have a justification to spend for professional development right now without hiring a literacy coach, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Just because professional development means a lot of things. Like that term is so generic.
Yeah.
Like you can fit anything in. Mm-hmm. Like you going to a training session and
it's professional.
Exactly.
Literacy
cadre.
That's
professional development. You're reading books.
It's
in your spare time to better yourself, you taking the time to become better educated and to become more educated is professional development. Anything that you can add to your repertoire, any training that you can, if you want to take a class, that's professional development. So you reading books that you're going to then present to your students is professional development to me. So if you were to buy supplies that helps you to be a better professional, that's professional development. Mm-hmm. You can lump it in.
I don't think you can skirt around this, and you're making perfect sense. But you're talking about bureaucrats that are reading the language, and that's all they're going to pay any attention to.
I know a lot of ideas out there. I'd suggest that we call Kathy because that's the direction we were given. And if we don't go that direction,
she really does work with you to help you to get to where she thinks you should be.
So as a way to smoosh you. That's what I was going to say. As a way to expedite things.
It's very helpful.
Ms. McCarthy, are you willing to be on the call?
Sure.
So at least I know she understands the difference in these positions. But
I've worked with her before on things we were having difficulty with, and I immediately reached out and said, help. And she did.
Tell her we need help to allow us to spend.
And why can't we buy supplies? I don't understand that when it's right in here. I don't get
that. When I'm thinking that wording is an issue,
only because I know Kathy.
You're right.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, like, so supplies for students, but if it's supplies for me to use to teach, it's wording. It's all mm-hmm. it is. But I wonder if it's put that way, if it's then for me. So
what you've got is you've got the epilogue language, which actually had a mistake in it by putting the word supplant. Mm-hmm. So then you have bureaucrats who are trying to follow the epilogue language.
And there's no guidance in the law about it. It just says you can ask for something. And I thought our request was reasonable.
It was reasonable, but to probably to her, when it said for a person or a position, she's reading that to the letter of the language. And that does not include supplies and every other thing. It'd be nice if it did. But, you know, I think you need to get in touch with her and say, this is what we're trying to do. Can you help us? Mm-hmm. And we've done everything we can, but I still think you need to do more to try to get the supplant removed from the epilogue language for next year. Okay. It'll stay in. They're not going to take that out.
Personally, I agree with Ms. Holmes. If there's ambiguity, I think we can make an argument. And that's the way the law kind of works. If they're not clear, how can we possibly be clear? Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're trying to do anything necessarily illegal.
But meanwhile, time is going on, and this money's going to be gone.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And by the time we get ready to spend it, because we've called them so many times, we're on their radar.
We're looking to see how they spend that money.
We have a final resolution on this matter, because we've been beating this thing almost every meeting for the last 3 or 4 board meetings. And you've done great work in communicating. We just need a final resolution that the board can agree to do this as our next step and just move to the next item on the agenda.
A conversation with Kathy Kelly and see if there's anything she can do to help us.
Okay, I move that we have a meeting. What is her name again?
Kathy Kelly.
Kathy Kelly, and you agreed to be on the call with, are you going to do the call?
I'll do the call.
And there's a motion on the board. Is there a second for us to take
second.
A
second?
Third.
All right. Can you repeat the motion? I apologize.
That we are going to have the conversation with Mary.
Kathy Kelly.
That shows you how long I've been beating on this thing.
So it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, seconded.
Everybody.
By Mrs. Wagner et al. That Bill will continue along with Sherry and Ms. McCarthy to push this issue with Kathy Kelly. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, Bill, you have...
Look, they're going to call. I told them if they need me, I'll get on. But they know more about the reading than I do. I don't know reading. And they have all the background. I'll help if I need to.
Okay, excellent. All right, Sherry.
All right, just a couple things. Regarding the roof, I know it wasn't over winter break when we were told it was going to get fixed, but it was the week after. Henry sent an actual roofing guy to the school. Once he got up in the roof, he noticed that the wood, or that the rafters up there were actually rotten. So it had been leaking for quite a while. So he went in and actually fixed. Not just patched it, but actually repaired it.
So the wood was rotting.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we didn't have anything today with all the rain or anything with the snow when we had that. So... as of right now, it's holding up. We didn't hear anything about the other issue.
He has not returned any of my phone calls.
You mean the mold issue?
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to mention
that. Yeah, we didn't. No follow-up on that. We did request them to come out and test 3 different rooms in the building, and that hasn't taken place yet. And we were reassured by Henry that we would get a report. So we're still waiting on that.
To make sure that there were no leaks before he sent out the mold people.
So now we know there are no leaks. The mold people can show up.
So other than that, I mean, that's pretty much, we're still kind of in the waiting game to finish everything with Henry as far as the roof. I have a teacher going on maternity leave February 25th. So I'm posting a long-term sub position. Right now I don't have anyone. We have 2 really good substitutes that we use. One doesn't care to do long-term because it involves actually planning and everything that is required, and she'd rather just come in and sub. And then we have another one who's really good, and she's taught, you know, for 20-some years and came from the Christian school, and she's really good, But with her other commitments and her vacation time, it's really choppy. So she can only do like maybe half of the time. And that's a lot on the kids. So I'm going to actually post for a long-term sub for that, just to have one person in there for that 12 weeks.
Good. I can make a recommendation. Miss Wagner's retired. She
no.
It's second grade. It's not that.
You do not want me around here 24/7.
We don't want any kids to get hurt.
No, no. That's right.
Our guidance counselor that we're funding through the opportunity grant, she started, this is her third week. We love her. She's doing a great job. Just in her third week, we've already had to call crisis twice on certain issues, but she's jumping in. She's getting her feet wet. She does guidance in the classrooms once every 2 weeks for every class. She'll go in. This past week, she talked about active listening. She'll do coping skills and different things with the classes on a two-week rotation. So the teachers are enjoying it. She's also getting some referrals for one-on-one counseling outside of school, which is Deller Guidance would then bill the patient's insurance for that. So that's not out of our money. But just having her here is a huge help for the kids and the staff, too. Mm-hmm. So we're Ms. Thomas is her name. She's with Deller Guidance. Good. She's here 4 days a week for half days. So far, so good. Mm-hmm. And then this week was our first week of our enrichment program, which is our after-school program for helping students in 3rd through 5th grade prepare for the state testing and give them some extra support. We're up to 59 students. Last year we had 60, so we're holding pretty close to our numbers. And we have 9 staff who stay after school Tuesdays and Thursdays to help. So, dedicated great staff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
great.
But
great.
That's it.
All right, Ms. McCarthy.
I do not have anything.
Rich, I just have one thing, and this came up in the CBOC, so I'm mentioning it to you guys. Bill and I discussed it briefly. We are supposed to give Miss Stewart the second part of her transportation stipend. We do have a little bit of cushion in the reserve. She has been asking me when it's coming. I have not given her an answer yet, but what we agreed is in the next board meeting, we'll bring it up as a topic. So, but I would like to give her a date to be defined. But we have a little bit of a cushion. So just know that I'll be bringing that up in the next board meeting. But I'll let her know that we're in discussion to do it. So.
I have a question, Sherry. For next year, have we started enrolling kids yet for next year?
Yes.
How is that coming along?
So we have 15 that have applied online. As of 2 weeks ago, I was allowed to invite those students. I've invited them. A couple have come in to get the packets. We haven't gotten any back completed yet, but they've all been contacted. We sent home the enrollment information to our parents that have incoming kindergartners, so they're aware. And I mean, we're just getting started because it's just now, you know, school choice closed at the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. So we're just now getting started on it.
And what is our number right now for this year?
267.
Okay. Any other questions? Any new business or announcements?
One.
Dr. Fletcher?
I sent an email out to you and it didn't get to Chip, but I sent one to you at your...
About the grant?
Yes.
Was it a mini grant?
Yes.
Yes, I did get that.
Do you mind if I...
Absolutely.
Go ahead. That to the board?
Please.
Math-tific math games is something that you've used here at the school and working with the students. They now have a competition out where you can win up to $20,000 in cash prizes just by having your school to register and play the games and get in the competition. It just needs us as a school to register. I know several of the classes, the young people, when they need extra activity, they'll play the game. Some of the kids, I've seen them when I was here doing the after school program, we use that math thing. So I can send this to you. I'll make sure you get another copy. I'll resend it to your good email this time. But we need to register soon. Here's the deadline dates. It's February
It says the warm-up begins on February the 26th. The main competition starts on March the 5th. So we have some time. And it's just young kids playing and your school being the competition. It says the top school gets an immediate $3,000 cash bonus for the school that comes in first. That's good.
How is it all over the country, or is it?
I don't know who else is on the email chain, but it's sent to me because I applied Sean Shirley when she was here working on the program. So I get all the math tips, and it was only for here. I mean, it's nothing worse than a college, so it's definitely Kate. So it's an idea. I just thought it'd be a good idea since we're trying to find ways to raise money. Mm-hmm. This is something that the kids can do for fun. It certainly improved their math skill set scores. And if they happen to, our school happen to come in first, second, third, or even 10th, just to get a couple extra money for you to buy some more software or something, can't be a negative.
This is another suggestion. Redner's, if you partner with Redner's and you have the little thing you apply for to, you know, get your money back, if you, it doesn't cost you anything. It's just like the card for Redner's. If you turn in, if you're a nonprofit and you turn in your receipts, you get a percentage of that money back.
PTO's working on
it. Yeah, is someone working on that?
My church does that.
Yeah, I mean, I belong to a club that's made $700-$800 already in a year, so that's something.
Have we ever looked at Amazon Smile, too? Do you know what Amazon Smile is? So Amazon Smile is, it's through Amazon. It's still with Amazon. But if a person, so we do it for the church. When we go to purchase something from Amazon, we don't log on to Amazon. We log on to Amazon Smile so it knows it's connected to a Smile. And then if you are an organization that's registered to get money from it, when someone signs up for Amazon Smile, they choose the organization that they want to get. We spend a lot of money on Amazon. Our UPS driver says we have a problem. But anyhow, a certain percentage of that goes to the church. It's free money. Yeah. It's stuff we would have bought anyhow.
Amazon all the time.
I mean, we buy our dog food from Amazon. Bags are heavy. I'm not carrying those. A lot of things like that that are repeated sales, and it's free money.
Is there any rule against the school's sign-up or something like that?
No, there's schools in it. Mm-hmm. Schools, right. Churches, there's all kinds of people that do Amazon so Smile.
Someone signed us up for Amazon account. There's a menu. We don't know how.
They start charging the school?
For 3 or 4 years ago?
No, it was in my name.
I got one in the mail yesterday for my daughter, and she's 12. Same thing you got.
It was in my name as a representative of the school for like $5,000. Credit.
That's not the same thing.
No, that's something
that's
different.
Not the same.
No, I'm not saying. We're saying that's no Sherry's daughter got the same thing same that thing I got. Exactly.
Just saying that. Thank you for applying for our Amazon credit card.
Yeah.
But ours here said Academy of Dover, but it was a trusted commune. I was like, what did you do?
That sounds almost like the Wells Fargo scam. Be very careful with that.
Last week, and they said, well, I just want to make sure that it's okay that we have commute Boynton down for Amazon, and I said, no, you didn't apply for it. And she said, okay, I'll take his name off.
Thank
you. That was it. Wow. That's scary. I need someone to sign up to pay off.
My daughter got one, she's 12. Like, how would you even apply for a credit card at 12 years old?
How computer literate
is it? That's not credit. All y'all federal workers. That's not the lead button on my student loans.
I need that, too.
Thank you. Me, too.
Just get mad at the government.
All right. Any other new business? All right. It is 6:57. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All right. It's been moved by Dr. Leone and seconded by Mrs. Wagner that we adjourn our Thursday, January 24th, 2019 meeting at 6:57 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're off the record.
Next meeting.